Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell Coast to Coast in the biggest way possible right here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High here with you. Scotty out. He will be back next week as he's gone for 4th of Pharrell weekend. And he'll be back with us next week for all that. We got our first chuckle of the day from the Prime Minister, who we'll bring in a moment. Mike Carver here with you, of course. A big Wednesday. It's a golf Wednesday. On C2C, as we have a lot going on. Gabe will be with us in the first hour, as always. We've got Keith Stewart from Read the Line in the final hour as we get ready for the tractor tournament this week, the John Deere. And you're probably looking at that going, hey, it's Golf Wednesday. You're supposed to have Cam and Keith Stewart on a Golf Wednesday. Well, the good news for you is you get the Prime Minister the whole way today, the whole show. That's right. Cam Stewart is with me today with Scotty out and tomorrow as well. Cam, great to see you as always. A full-length Golf Wednesday for you today.
Love you, Carver. Happy Canada Day yesterday and the 4th of July on Friday. Can't wait for everything, man. I'm betting Wimbledon. We got afternoon baseball. We got everything. We got golf tournaments. Hell, we'll even dip into every golf tournament overseas too. So we're just not done here. We're going to, if you like betting, this is the place to be. And Renzi's on too. And he'll have some soccer bets coming out as yin yang.
I was going to say to you, I would bet that I'm sure you're involved. I don't know why I even had to ask. I'm sure you're involved in this Wimbledon stuff that's going on. And I hope you love betting pooches. Pooches is one of Cam's specialty. I mean, you talk about pooches barking on the grass over there the last couple of days at the start of this tournament, Cam. Huge upsets now, both the men and the women's side. It's been crazy.
It has been crazy. What about the women? The top two American ladies go out at 42-1. So when I'm putting parlays together, Carver, they have to be plus money. And I'm finding ways to bet against some of these big dogs. I don't know what's going on at Wimbledon, but they set a record the first day, 13 seeds out. Like, this is nuts. Like, I've seen upsets before, but like literally betting dogs blind. If you're doing it right now, you're probably making a lot of money. The cream will rise to the top with the sinners of the world. But right now, if you're looking for underdogs, these guys came to play in Wimbledon.
They certainly have. So we're going to have our eyes on Wimbledon here. As I know, what do they got? They got a couple hours to go before that great curfew sets in at 11 o'clock local and they shut everybody down for the night. Just let them play all night like the U.S. Open
does. I agree.
Let them play. No need to stop the action. Speaking of action, there's a ton of afternoon baseball, mostly because there was so many rainouts last night, Cam, that we've had a trio of doubleheaders. Really four, because the Red Sox game also wasn't rained out, but they started and didn't finish. So they're finishing that one this afternoon, too. So here's what we got cooking. We have two finals in the books. The Rays did beat the A's 6-5 down in Tampa. That's already finished. The Pirates, that is six in a row for the Buccos, Cam, as they sweep the Cardinals after sweeping the Mets this past weekend. What a run for them at PNC. They'll get themselves a day off. Where are they going next, the Pirates? Up to Seattle. That's a good way to kill a good winning streak at home. Send them out to the Pacific Northwest, and they'll go in the tank up there. But a great win for the Pirates, 5-0 today. Elsewhere, game one in Philadelphia, 6-1 Padres lead the Phillies right now. 11-1 the Tigers lead the Nationals.
Wow.
In game one of a doubleheader there. I know Riley Green's hit two homers. Torkelson just homered for the Tigers as the ball has just been flying out for Detroit. Tough scene for the Nationals there today. First game of a doubleheader at Citi Field, where the Brewers just got a grand slam from the immortal Joey Ortiz. That's right, Joey Ortiz. 6-2 Brewers lead the Mets as they go to the seventh inning there. And we mentioned Reds. Red Sox picked it up in the top of the fourth about a half an hour ago. Going to the bottom of the sixth, the Reds got a two-run homer from Spencer Steer since they have restarted, and they now jump ahead of Boston 3-2. So lots of afternoon baseball for you as well, Cam.
I'm loving it, Carver. I put it with the golf. I wish you attacked the Detroit Tigers bats today because you'd be in a great shape heading into the John Deere.
I know.
Well, dinger. More dingers.
I got some things already with the put it with the golf this week,
nice.
But you're right. I should have had some going with that Detroit game. I did have Torkelson in a little bit of a lotto with Rooker and Tatis, and of course Rooker homered in the A game, so maybe, Cam, we can get ourselves a Tatis big fly near the end of this San Diego-Philadelphia game, and then we can really have ourselves an afternoon party. So lots of baseball, and we have a lot more tonight. Tons of night games, including the Yankees and the Jays, and I guess the Jays, they could pull even with the Yankees tonight, right, Cam? They could sweep them and not sweep them because they're playing tomorrow, right? That's a four-gamer,
yeah.
The Yankees and the Jays, right? They are playing tomorrow night as well. But they could take the first three and pull even in the AL East.
Been very impressed, Carver. And you talked about the Yankees, and George and I talk about with Gabe every night. Horribly defensively. You got a catcher who's got, like, catcher interference back-to-back games. When the hell has that happened before? And that was a huge mistake because it kept an inning going. Barger gets on, and then Springer hits the grand slam. If you're a Yankee fan right now, you're probably going ballistic just watching this team defensively. You know me, Carver, I'm a Jay fan. It was a great Canada Day. They haven't been very successful on that day, but beating the Yankees makes everyone feel good around here. But this is the thing. The New York Yankees, like, watch out. Blue Jays are coming, and Tampa Bay lost to the Rays, the Athletics the other night. They win today. It would have been nice if we could have got another win by the Athletics. But I'll tell you, this AL East, what a battle we have going on right now. And we talk about it. The Rays, take a look at their back-end schedule. A lot of road games. So things are really getting interesting.
Things really are getting interesting, and we'll go through some of that stuff later on as well. We, of course, have NBA and NHL free agency, which is kind of winding down. You know, it's such a – there's so much news in the first 24 to 36 hours of it that it does eventually spill down a little bit. But there are some things that are still trickling in, and the Knicks finally hired a coach as Mike Brown, fifth job for him. Of course, he got chopped in Sacramento tomato. This past season in the middle of the year. He'll now get himself another shot with the Knicks. Very mixed bag of reaction, Cam, I've seen from some of the Knick faithful here in New York. Some say it's a good hire. Some say it's very uninspiring. We shall see. I don't know if it was worth Thibodeau for.
What do you want from Thibodeau? Look how deep you guys went. Like, this is what I don't understand in the modern world. Let's just fire a coach when we're successful and we go deep. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely nuts. These guys should have more chances than that. And I just think it's just the world we're living in right now, and it's stupid. Like, what do you want the guy to be? Great. Oh, there's always overreactions. Like, so Carver, we're successful in our business, and no, we just didn't make enough. But, you know, we're 20% over profits. Let's get I just don't understand the way these guys roll. Thibodeau deserved another shot.
Speaking of overreactions, I'll ask you about this later. I'm sure there was plenty of overreaction to Mitch Marner basically telling everyone yesterday how he's been plotting his move to Vegas for months.
Everyone's hitting on him now.
He was everybody. The guy basically told you yesterday, oh, man, I mean, I've been talking to guys on the team forever.
Talk to Gabe about it. He's coming on, and he's a bad person. Listen, Leaf fans, relax. They already got the Marner jerseys out. He was going to leave anyway.
These are the same Leaf fans who basically dragged Islander fans over coals for how they treated Tavares when he left Long Island to go to Toronto. Same Leaf fan base. It is Golf Wednesday. We've got the tractor tournament, the John Deere. We'll do plenty of that as well. We've got Gabe coming up next. Very big Wednesday coast to coast here on Sports Grid. And Sports Grid Radio. We will get everything cooking for you when we come back. Get it started. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver Hyde, Cam Stewart, and for Scotty. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Cobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us. Of course, every day we've got Gabe Morenci with us. Sports Rage late night, 10 p.m. East every night here on the grid. Gabe, good to see you as always. I'm going to start here because me and Cam were just talking about this, and I was asking him about the overreaction in Toronto to Marner. And I thought it was funny because Marner basically sat there in Vegas yesterday at that press conference and he had this thing planned out for like forever. Like, he's like, I talked to guys at the Four Nations. We've been, you know, how is it to live here? Great championship pedigree. You might, Gabe, he must have known forever he was heading out there to Sin City.
You know what? I always thought he was, actually, and there was a buzz about this. They really didn't hide it. A couple of weeks ago, Mitch Marner's wife was in Vegas looking for a house. And I've said this before, Carver, over the years. You know, NHL insiders and the Adam Schefters of the world, they're going to know what general managers tell them, right? They're going to know what agents tell them. If you really want to know what's going on, it's the common person in the world that knows things, Scott, Mike, but they don't even know that they know it. You know what I mean? Put it this way. I got a message from someone that told me, yeah, my girlfriend works in a hair salon. Mitch Marner's wife got her nails done. They're moving to Vegas next week. It's like, do you know if it's true or not? I don't, you know what I mean? It's one of those type of deals. But I got all these sort of, oh, yeah, I live in Vegas. Marner's wife is just hooked up with a real estate agent. I know. It was just like one thing after another. And it's just funny, like, you know, there's some nail salon woman that knows, like, where Mitch Marner's going. Wouldn't know what to do with the information, Carver. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, there's some real estate agent. Who? Mitch Marner? I'm meeting some lady, Martin Marner. I don't know. Husband? Who? Right? So it's funny who actually knows these things. The little parting shot I thought that was interesting yesterday with Mitch was when he said, well, if you want to win a Stanley Cup, these guys have proven that they could do it. It was like, well, all right, yeah, that's, you know, you could have played better in the playoffs and helped the Leafs make the Stanley Cup. But I'm sure you saw the video. I reposted it. So Marner shows up in Vegas. They're at the team headquarters. They have all the employees there that work for the team. Yep. They have the mascot, they have a band, they have the cheerleaders, and they make him feel welcome. If he signs in Toronto, he goes downstairs and faces a media that asks him, so, do you think you're worth $12 million a year considering you choke in the playoffs? And, dude, people were throwing stuff at his garage door and leaving garbage on his lawn during the playoffs. Like, is that normal behavior? Like, okay, fine. You know, the Leafs didn't win. You and I are Bills fans, so we understand it. Certain times, like the past pressures, whether it's fair or not, get put on the team right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not Josh Allen's fault the Bills have never won a Super Bowl, right? He didn't lose four in a row, but it becomes part of it. It's like it just sort of gets bigger and it grows, and there always becomes a face of it. I'll admit it, dude. Like, I used to hate Ryan Fitzpatrick when he was our quarterback. I was like, this son of a bitch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, and then I realized, why am I projecting all my anger on this team at this poor dude? Like, he's just another guy. Like, it's not J.P. Lossman's fault, Carver. We never won a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just another guy. Yet in Toronto, bro, you would have thought that, like, Mitch Marner, like, pulled a Draymond. And, like, you know what I mean? Like, cost them somehow. Like, you see it, Mike. By the way, let me just throw this out there. Do you know hockey? So for all you Leaf fans, oh, he's this, he's that, we're okay. You know that he's assisted on 296 of Austin Matthews' career goals, bro. 296. All right, good luck replacing that, Toronto.
Good luck replacing it. And you're right, from my aspect, I look at it like this. I watched the Toronto fan base completely kill the Islander fan base when they were mad about Tavares going up there and leaving Long Island, and there was a home aspect to that and all of that. But the Toronto fans basically said, oh, you guys just crybabies, you know, he's going home. And now look what they're doing with Marner going to Vegas. And now you know, shoes on the other foot now. You understand what it's like. And Gabe, I don't blame this guy because like you said, every night in Toronto, it's like game seven of the Stanley Cup. Now, some guys can handle that and some guys can't. There's always 30 microphones in your face, win, lose, or draw. Preseason, there's 30 microphones in your face. This guy now is going to get $12 million a year to go live out in Vegas, have two microphones in his face after every night, and just go home and chill and not have to deal with it. Can you? Matthews is probably sitting there right now going, oh my God, I need to do this too. Like, I gotta find
you know, in the back of his mind, he was thinking, man, imagine if I was on the Vegas Golden Knights. Oh, man. Like, yeah, like it's true. You're right. And I swear to God, too, I don't know. I think I might have saw Mitch Marner smile once or twice, bro, in the last 7-8 years. I'm dead serious. And when he spoke, you see it, when he spoke, he always looked down to the media, right?
Yeah,
we tried. Yeah, it's disappointing. You see him yesterday? Oh. He looked like a dude that just won a lottery. Like you and I would look like we just won the Powerball. Like he was all tanned. He's beaming. Ah, yeah, it's just great to be here. Like I was like, this guy looks like the weight of the world has been taken off his shoulders. Like he really does. Well, and you know he's going to be good. Come on, him and Eichel on a power play together?
Of course. And look, and Matthews will look the same way 3 or 4 years from now when he gets that ski resort up in Utah. He goes and gets himself a bungalow away from the world.
You called it with Tavares, too. Leaf fans were like, Islander fans are classless. So they boo him. Yeah, let's see how Marner gets treated. Let's see how Marner gets treated. You guys, you carjacked him. Let me just say this. You carjacked him outside a movie theater a couple of years ago. Yeah. Like the day after they got eliminated from the playoffs. Was it related? No, but you know, so I'm just saying. You're from Toronto. You're Mitch Marner. You lose in the playoffs. Everybody hates you. You go to a movie and you get carjacked. All right? And now this year in the playoffs, you lose. And they dump garbage on your lawn.
Right.
And people wonder why people don't want to play for Canadian teams. And he's from Toronto. He's a local kid.
From there, and he couldn't wait to get the hell out of there.
He punched Evander Kane in the back of the head in a club the other night. He's from Vancouver. He returns home. And then people bitch, the taxes. It's more than taxes, Mike.
It is. We got more with Gabe. Gold Cup tonight. Semis. We'll see who Gabe likes and knows when we come back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High in for Scotty. Gabe Morenci's with a Sports Rage late night weeknights at 10 East right here on the grid. All right, Gabe, I got a lot of baseball stuff to get to, but first let's quickly find out who you like in these Gold Cup semis tonight. So the U.S. will play Guatemala in the first game, 7 o'clock East. That's in St. Louis. Remember, U.S. gets a gift because Canada got bumped off in kicks by Guatemala, because I think Canada would have gave, obviously, the United States a tough time. And then Mexico and Honduras in the late game. That's in Santa Clara at Levi, where the Niners play. Obviously, Mexico's a big favorite.
Yeah, you know what? In Mexico, it's amazing how these tournaments are in the United States all the time, yet it's like it's in Mexico. Mexico basically has a – they do. Like, and they will against the U.S. even in the final. Like, they just do. And, you know, it's kind of bizarro world. I'll tell you what, Mexico-Honduras tonight, like, what's the card prop? I know you like your props, right? You like to bet home runs and stuff.
Yeah, dude, I get nuts with it.
You know how Honduras play soccer? Like, I think they have their prison guards on their soccer team or something, bro. Like, I think it's their military. They're nuts. Like, they're legit nuts. Like, they tackle you. Like, it's over the top. So it's over under 4.5 cards tonight. So the books are aware. This is going to be a chippy game. It's the only way Honduras can win. They basically just kick you in the face. They tackle you. They don't care if they get kicked out and are playing a man down. They'll do it again, right? Like, it's basically thug soccer 101. And I don't know how much you've watched of this Gold Cup. But, you know, dude, they might as well be playing with, like, a goat's head or, like, just tape up a ball. It's not even soccer, Mike. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's
like Canada. It's like, we tied. It's like, we tied. Did you see it? We're lucky we're still alive. Like, you see what happened out there? Like, we lost three guys to injury. Like, we once want to go home. Like, you know what I mean? It's one of these. Like, Canada was talking after about, we got to leave this CONCACAF stuff. Like the players are like, we're not getting better just by fighting with Honduras. You know what I mean? Like, this is not soccer. And we saw, dude, Costa Rica aren't that good right now. They're tough to score on. And we saw the U.S. and Costa Rica go to penalty kicks. We saw Guatemala and Canada go to penalty kicks. I think you can take these teams, shake it up, and it's like, they can play again tomorrow. And you know what? They'll go to penalty kicks again tomorrow. So I'm going to roll the dice tonight, bro. I know this sounds crazy. U.S. should get it done, but it's plus 475 for a draw, all right? And the Mexico-Honduras game, similar situation. Mexico don't blow anybody out. Like, they do everything dramatic. They score in, like, the 90th minute all the time. Like, they really do. It's almost like it's like a soap opera with these guys. So that one should be close. I know it's a little daring, but, I'll cut to the chase. The best bets in these games, both of them to go under, guys. There's not going to be goals in these games. Like, Mexico will be happy to win 1-0. USA is going to be happy not to get, like, their leg broken tonight in this game by somebody. It's plus 125 to the under as well. Like, USA, Guatemala, let's go under the 2.5.
That's really why Pulisic didn't want to play in the Gold Cup. He just didn't want to get beat up for a month. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, he's not dumb, and he's the star. You know, you just called it. People are like, oh, he's soft. He's not soft. He's not stupid. Like, dude, look at Alfonso Davies. He got hurt last time. He's out. Like, when you play this goon stuff, for people tuning in, it's basically imagine like playing in a hockey league where it's like all out brawls. And you're telling Connor Bedard and you're telling these kids, Celebrini, we want you to play in this league this summer here. You know, it'll make you tougher. It's like they're going to get their teeth knocked out. Like, it's not soccer. Like, I'm totally with you. Like, I think the USA were smart. I would roll out. Like, Canada got, like, 3-4 guys hurt in this tournament because Jesse Marsh is a psycho and he wants to win all the time. Yeah. Right? Oh, we got to win. We got to win. It's like, coach, no one will remember if we win or lose this next month. Like, no one cares.
Real fast, Gabe. Toronto can pull even with the Yankees tonight with Berrios on the mound against this Will Warren, who I can't stand, but everybody loves him because he strikes out a lot of guys. You're getting Toronto as dogs again at home.
I know you don't like Warren, so I'll ask you the question. Are the Jays going to score five or more runs tonight? You know that they're a major league best, 34-3 right now when scoring five or more runs. So that's almost the magic number. Can they get to five? Are the Jays going to win every game? Listen, if they sweep them, they'll be in first place, right? It's a four-game set. It's going to, that's, you know, I don't want to get ahead of myself here, but just from a pure betting standpoint, I think you agree. How do you get in front of this Jays team right now as home underdogs, and why would you want to bet on the Yankees right now as favorites?
Yep. And Kershaw gets the 3,000 strikeouts tonight also with the Dodgers. But the number's 4.5.
His pop is 4.5. Man, I was hoping it was. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to still do it. Let's get the 5.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Frill Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, in for Scotty here on C2C, Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here. Cam, a few things here before we move along. I didn't get my Tatis homer. I'm a little upset. Tatis with a weak grounder to Shorten at 6-3, so he's probably not going to get another at-bat. The Red Sox and the Reds are now 3-3, top of the eighth inning in Boston. The Nationals got a run, but they're still down 11-2, and the Brewers added on 7-2 for them. So, big afternoon. I mean, and you got a couple teams there. Like, the Mets just can't get out of their own way right now. And I know we're going to do tonight's games later in the show, but you're talking about losing again this afternoon, and then they got to face this kid Mizorowski tonight. Who, what? Has he even given up a run yet in his first couple of starts, this Mizorowski? That's bad business for the Mets tonight.
I'll be betting on beers tonight. Bring me the brew. I'm already there when it was 2-1. And no offense to everybody at Sports Grid. I know we got a lot of Mets fans, but they're just a cold baseball team right now. You're going to give me a price, a good price with Milwaukee down one. Not sure about my upsets in tennis, but I'll tell you, the Brewers up 7-2. We're getting these guys plus 260, whatever, when they're down a damn run. And that's the whole thing. Now they're up 5, Carver. Betting live baseball. I'd also take a look at the Cincinnati Reds. Like, on my book, they're plus 142. Like, why should Boston be favored that by that much in a tie game? It's just, to me, it's just numbers. And if you want to give me a dog in the Reds at that price, I'll take it.
There, I have 176 right now, Cam, and that's with them having a runner on in the top of the eighth. The Reds have a runner on base.
And, like, are we missing something here? Are we getting played?
And they're a double play end of the inning.
That's what I see. Thank you, guys.
Now that is super rare. Let me tell you something here. For anyone, let alone Luke or anyone else, Luke, Frank, anyone, to actually know the outcome of a play before the book, because you notice, Cam, when you're looking at the game on the book and you're watching it on TV, you know that there's super latency. Like, it is like, you know, you'll look at the book and you're looking and you're going, oh, man, the inning's over. And then you're watching the TV and there's like four more pitches and then it actually happens. Like, for them to be ahead of the book.
Yes,
Luke's got some crazy super feed into probably on his MLB.TV today, and he's able to see how these things are ending. Because I can't believe he had that double play before the FanDuel app did, which is
very
wild.
I'm watching sports with Morenci every night. The guy's 20 seconds ahead of me. I can, like, literally make a drink.
The same thing happens with you know what, Cam? I get it with Pharrell every day. He's always miles ahead of me in every game. The only one that I kind of can angle with is at night when I do the radio with Joe. I purposely, like, try to get ahead of him. So I'll even change, like, I just to mess with him, too, because it bothers him. So I try to make sure that I'm ahead of him in anything that we're watching. So that's how we usually do things. Let's get a couple things from last night out of the way, Cam. Why don't we? We'll start in Los Angeles, where the Dodgers have the White Sox in town for a few days, and they got to work early and often against them. 6-1, a win last night. The highlight for them, another member hitting the 30 mark here before the All-Star break. We know that Raleigh has, we know that Judge has, and now Shohei Ohtani as well, number 30 on Sportsnet LA.
High drive, towering into the Tuesday toilet, Shohei Ohtani.
Wow. How about that?
Welcome home.
Great job. Welcome home for them. As suddenly, you know, the interesting thing is, Cam, they have now, like, it was tight for the first, like, 2.5 months of the season. in that division. Like, all those teams, you know, the Giants, the Padres, they were all kind of hanging around. And now you look up as you hit the 4th of July this week, and the Dodgers have an 8-game lead on the Padres, a 9-game lead on the Giants, 10.5 on the Diamondbacks. And you know what they're doing, Cam? They're doing this. Bye.
Yep, see ya.
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're
And another
we're
thing is, I was worried at one point that wins total, because it was like 96.5 or whatever. Do the math. It's right there. Like me, because I know Gabe smashed it. That's his team. So I was thinking, wow, they, every time they lose, it's a real big thing. But that's the thing. The Diamondbacks can't get it done. They've got major injuries. The Giants, sure, they're not in the Dodgers League. And the Padres, yeah, whatever. That's the whole thing. And Colorado, it's not even a baseball team, but I did take them last night at +2.5, Carver, and that cashed.
Rockies. You had a big thanks to Hunter Goodman in the 9th inning for you.
I enjoyed that. Yeah, the +1.5, 2.5. Oh, pointless runs are my friend, Carver, when you bet losers
man.
Like the Rockies.
Yeah, the good man came through for you last night. Last night, the Marlins. How hot are the Marlins right now? They come off an undefeated West Coast trip where they won 6 games. They were riding a 7-game win streak into opening a series at home with Minnesota, and they are at it again. Great pitching, and our boy, who we love on Coast to Coast, Kyle Stowers, getting involved, FanDuel Sportsnet.
There's a fly ball in the air, right field, the deep. Wander's going back, out of the warning track. Looking up, and it's gone. One to the good for the Marlins here in the second. They break the ice. It's 1-0.
How about the fish, Cam? 8 in
it's
a
unreal.
Row? I mean, come on now. They're up to, they've even passed, or they tied now. Yeah, they did pass, and they passed the Braves. In the NL East too, with this little hot streak that they've been on.
What is going on with the Braves? Like, that they got to be one of the biggest disappointments in baseball. But as for the fish, these guys never used to be able to score. All of a sudden, we're talking like almost double-digit win streaks with these guys. Carver, I should have been on top of it. I love to play losers, and the fish used to be like number 3 on my list after like the Rockies and getting crazy numbers. But man, I'm shocked. You got to be shocked with these guys right now. Like, it's anybody but them.
And they're going to have, as we'll discuss later, another opportunity tonight because that Woods Richardson is going for the Twins this evening against Miami. And he stinks, that Woods Richardson. So they got a chance to maybe get themselves to 9 in a row. And the weird part is I mentioned to you earlier, the Pirates have now won 6 in a row. After they won last night, they won this afternoon. Like, 2 of the worst teams in baseball have the longest streaks right now. The Pirates and the Marlins are the teams doing all the winning.
No, you don't.
The lovable losers.
The lovable losers are making everybody money if you're a Pirates fan and Joe Ranieri's fish. It's good to be Joe Ranieri hanging with the Marlins, hanging with Stanley C. Panther. Just all winning in Florida, Carver. That's the way it goes. But I'm actually shocked. Like, both of those teams with a streak like that, that's baseball.
That's baseball, Susan. They always know what to say. Braves lose 4-0 at home to Anaheim. They couldn't score any runs against Tyler Anderson. That's never good when you can't score any runs off of him. But Anaheim now gets themselves back to .500. They're 42-42 there in the AL West. So the Angels have actually played pretty good, especially since Trout has come back. Nice job for them. You mentioned the Rockies. It looked like the Astros were going to run away and hide last night. The Astros got up 6-1 thanks to what we're about to play, but the Rockies crawled back into it and got themselves to 6-5 in the ninth. Victor Caratini with the grand slam on Space City Home Network in Houston.
That ball's hit high. It's hit deep. Score 4 for Victor. A grand slam, and the Astros lead this game 6-1.
Woo-hoo. This thin air, gotta get those martinis dry. And Victor delivering.
Dry martinis, thin air.
Did you like that, Cam?
Honest, yes. It's me, usually me and you with Jagger and Cole, but during the golf pick, stay tuned. But honest to God, it's just no offense to the good people of Houston. Can the Astros just go away? They're like, what? Can anybody in this division get better? Seattle, figure it out. I just can't understand every single damn year it's the Astros. And I know you, Carver, as a Yankee, and I watch these guys, I'm just like, they just don't go away. They're like a rash.
They they never go away, and they don't even have their best player. Yoran Alvarez hasn't played all year, and he doesn't sound like he's going to play anytime soon because he was – every time he's about to come back, he has another setback, and he's got to go see another hand specialist. Not a good scene for him. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday, Carver, High, and Cam for Scotty. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do. Heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Extra Value Meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Of course, we've got Golf Wednesday later, too. And even though Cam's with me the entire time, we will, no matter what, do the golf in the normal slot that we always do, which is usually about 4:15 East, right around there, 4:14 East. Because, Cam, I just couldn't do that to people. You're here all day today. I couldn't throw them a wrench in the mix and do the golf at some other random time. Everyone always, they tune in for Golf Wednesday. They want to see Cam and me give the picks. So we got to do it at the same time, Cam, no matter what.
We've been doing pretty good too, Carver. Almost hit it out of the park. Your boy K-Stu had two out of the three in the playoffs. So a lot of great finishes last week. We didn't have Poltergeist, but this guy's unreal. Anyway, he's back at it this week. And I'll tell you one thing, great tournament too. The European tournament, Patrick Reed, the favorite. We'll go over it all, couple segments, because we go all over the world when it comes to golf.
Well, that's the thing. Since that's the bonus, since you're here today and I don't have to rush with you, I'll even take some time to give you that the DP World Tour, which I believe they're in Germany, right, Cam? Is that where they are? They're in the
BMWs. I think they are in Germany.
They have so many different BMWs
and Alfred Dunhills. I can't even keep up with it. Like smokes, cars.
They play a billion tournaments, the DP World Tour. And the range of – there are tournaments like this week where there's like a bunch of live guys like Reed and there's some other big names. Then there's weeks where, like, Rory and Lowry and Tommy Fleetwood are playing. And then there's weeks where you couldn't pick the favorite out of a lineup. Like, that's the extreme levels. At least, like, a tournament like this week, the John Deere. I know it's a donkey tournament. I understand that. It's not, like, a high-level tournament. But at least, like, you know names at the top, right? I mean, you have you got Danny McCarthy and Max Holt. You know, you have
those mid-range guys that we have are going to break through. It's one of those tournaments I'm looking going, okay, if Ben Griffin doesn't win, then we'll talk about this. Look at all the guys that have been close, like Theodor Bjornsson.
Right.
Like Knapp's a good player. You know what I mean? Like Goddard's hanging in there. Like you got guys. Like it's just, this is going to be a tournament where somebody's going to break through and hopefully me and you have them. That's all we're hoping for.
Got
money.
Got her up and get him down. We'll talk about that next hour here with the Golf Wednesday. One other note on the Braves, who I mentioned before, who have now been passed by the Marlins in the NL East. They are going to get back tonight, Cam. Jurickson Profar, if you remember, they gave him all that money in the offseason, only for him to get popped like a week into the season for PEDs. So he's been sitting out since early April. And he will make his return, or he's going to be activated to come off tonight. I'm sure. I haven't seen if he's in the lineup or not. Not sure if they have thrown the Atlanta lineup in. Are they putting him, throwing him right in? They have to be if they DFA'd Verdugo. And yes, they did. Profar right back in there for the Braves tonight, as he will be in left field, hitting in the middle of the lineup. Good luck to him. Stay away from the juice. Profar this time. Oh, stay away from the juice. Royals beat the Mariners 6-3 last night. Rangers beat the Orioles 10-2. Another great performance by Jacob DeGrom, as he was excellent once again for Texas. And they actually hit, Cam. Me and Scotty did a thing yesterday where they're 29th in batting average, first in ERA, first in fielding, and they can't hit. The Rangers actually got the big stick out last night for a few runs.
If they ever can find ways to hit consistently, watch out. But as we talk about, Houston's got such a big damn lead. I don't know if anybody can catch these guys, but let's give it up for DeGrom. You know what I mean? He's been pitching a long time, Carver, and he's doing a hell of a job. He's been fantastic.
He certainly has. Also, last night, the Cubs got beat Cleveland 5-2 out at Wrigley. Ho-hum. And the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 8-2. Bunch of homers for the D-backs last night. They hit four of them in total, but the first one was the one that put them ahead for good. The great Jake McCarthy on Diamondbacks TV.
McCarthy gives it a ride, and there it goes. 422 feet. The second of the year for Jake, who's hit in six straight, and the Diamondbacks have grabbed the lead.
They're kind of a funny team, Cam, because I can't really get a good grasp on them. Like, they have streaks where they look great and they could be a playoff team. They have streaks where they look absolutely awful. They're missing a lot of guys right now. They're missing Corbin Carroll. Naylor hasn't played the last few days. Yep. He's got a neck problem. Suarez was hurt for a few days. They're a team that everyone's kind of – the bullpen is dreadful.
Just trash. Yeah.
But they're a team that a lot of these big teams are looking at, hoping that they – really fall down in July, because they've got a lot of pieces that teams would want. And I think that that's kind of the team right now that people are circling for maybe a big, you know, selling at the deadline is
Great
Arizona,
call, Carver.
If it ever come to that.
Great call by you. And another thing is, like, take a look at the pitching staff. They have gallons of fun. 10 Ks last night, five hits against that line. Pretty good performance here. And if they get any type of hitting, you're right, Carver. Like, when you go up and down that roster, there's a lot of guys on the snakes that you go, I wouldn't mind them for a playoff run. And that's a great point by you. They need to rebuild a little bit, and I think there's going to be basically almost everybody's up for sale with Arizona.
Maybe they can get – and by the way, the Red Sox now lead the Reds 5-3.
I know. Glad we didn't get that in. Thanks, Luke.
Nice job. They're about to go plus 176 in a 3-3 game for us. They got Abreu RBI single and a Story two-run Story RBI double. So 5-3 now as they're looking to finish, and there's already two outs. They're looking to finish off the Reds there, and they will play again tonight as well in the second game in Boston. Lots of games that we will go through later on. Bottom nine in Philly, 6-3 Padres lead. Runner on second and two out as this Suarez tries to close the door as well. Everything else from this afternoon is finished. Oh, they're still in the bottom of the ninth, but it is finished. 11-2, the Tigers lead the Nationals, and the Brewers finished off the Mets, Cam, 7-2 in the first game at Citi Field. So we're just about done with the afternoon action, sadly.
I'm going to tell you, man, the Mets, you talked about it, the Brewers got that stud going tonight. Like, it's not going to get any easier for these guys. Like, this, the Brewers might be a play tonight as well.
6-4 Padres. Philly's not going away yet. Now they're just a blast away from tying it after a Marsh hit. So with Trey Turner coming up next.
Ooh,
so we'll see if Turner can extend, because you know who's after him. Schwarbaum lurking as well down the lineup. All right, for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty. We'll come back. More to do on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98, because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
And we're back. Pharrell Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. We have a lot going on because it's fun because Cam's here today, which means during the breaks, you get the inner workings of how Cam works. Now, we get all the inner workings. So here's what, first of all, the Phillies and the Padres. This went from being one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen, and this guy's going to get bailed out by the replay review. So Turner got a hit, Cam, with Marsh on first. Marsh went to third, and Jackson Merrill looked like he pumped him out from center field. The problem is Machado didn't quite get him. They called him out on the field, but after a lengthy review, they have just announced that he was safe. So now, first and third, two outs, 6-4 game, so the tying run at first, and now the winning run comes to the plate, and that being of the monster, Schwarbaum, Kyle Schwarber, coming up. Now that
I don't know. I want to hit it, but I don't feel plus 680. I think we're done. I can't do it. I just look at plus money and I start to salivate like a juicy steak, but nah, I can't do it.
You're thinking about going in here? You're looking for
No, I'm not. I just looked at the number. I'm like, no. It's only one out. If it was one out, you're damn right. At plus 680, you'd have me thinking, but it's just one out.
Well, so I'm like, it's a good thing you didn't because it's finished.
Exactly. It's see, Carver, you got to go with guys. Plus money's fun, but it's not easy.
Finished.
When you're getting almost a 7-1.
But as I was saying before that that happened there, you really get when Cam's here the inner workings of how the mind works. Because I get all the – he's trying to piece all of the stuff for the puzzle tonight together. Because Cam loves the 3-team money line parlays. He wants to go – he's got Gold Cup tonight. He's got baseball. Tennis. He's got table tennis in Kazakhstan probably in the middle of the night that probably gets going after he finishes with sports. So listening to Cam kind of put all of the pieces into the puzzle is always fun during the breaks. I like doing that, Cam.
Thank you, Carver. I'm actually considering taking the Rockies at plus 260 tonight. I do need my head examined. They were good to me last night. I don't know. It's one of those games. Know what I do? I look for, Carver. What's the easiest game on the board that's going to be everybody's parlay buster? The Dodgers now, and Kershaw, he's been pitching better, so I'm probably going to leave that one alone because we were on the Dodgers run line last night. But the Rockies-Houston game, something's screaming, stay away. Like, I have a bad feeling if you're on the Astros tonight.
They got all kinds of problems on that app today because it said finished, and yet it's not finished.
It's not finished.
Now it is.
They lied.
Finished. Now he strikes him out. See. Okay. Luke got us before because he was so far ahead of us on that other play that I was waiting for him to give me the seal of approval. But now, finally, they're having whatever intern they have running the app over there today, they better get somebody in the room.
No, they're killing me. They're killing me, too. They're keeping locks up too long when I need to get in for quick money. No, I've had a real issue as well, Carver, but that's me. I'm not a regular person that's going to sit around and take it. I just get another sports book. That's what I do. It's like groceries. I found another store.
You sound like Joe now. Joe files complaints at night. Joe likes to file these complaints with the books. So that's one of Joe's favorite. They're locking me out. They know. They're locking me out. Locking me out here.
Well, you don't think they profile you? They don't think they know
the
you want to bet
got me.
Games you bet? These guys know everything. Anyway, I'm not going to get into it. They got my buddy Byzine Vince. They could give you his betting card every night and almost mine too.
All right, Cam, next hour, we're going to start the second hour. I've got some division odds for you in baseball updated as we hit July. We'll do all the golf, and then we will go through all of the games tonight. Huge slate in baseball. We have all these teams. They're playing the second game. Padres, Phillies, Tigers and Nats, Mets, Brewers, Boston and Cincinnati all playing again. And then you have everyone else in action, too. Kershaw's going for that 3,000 strikeout tonight. Toronto's got a chance to tie the Yankees for first in the AL East. Very, very busy evening throughout baseball. And we will do all of that. A loss sandwiched in with golf, Cam, in hour number two.
Can't wait. Lots of golf picks coming up, Carver. You've been hot. We've been hitting it. Keith's been on fire, too. Hopefully we could do it again, buddy. And, I need some of your dingers for tonight.
I,
I gotta tell you, I would watch Keith's picks today because he is now, I think, lost in a playoff back-to-back weeks with his guys. I just have a feeling that Keith's gonna bang down the door this week, potentially with one of his guys. Coast to coast, hour two next.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.